this creepy cackling might conjure thoughts of Halloween or of Salem, also known as Witch City. But this year, amid drastically restricted Halloween activities, the real reason Salem earned its nickname is on display at the Peabody Essex Museum. WBUR's Andrea Shea finds out how a trove of rare documents and artifacts that hasn't been seen in 30 years is bringing the Salem witch trials of 1692 to life.
Inside the Peabody Essex Museum's quiet gallery, the first glass-encased object we encounter isn't actually from Salem. It's a 1494 edition of a European book called the Malleus Maleficarum.
The translation of that is The Hammer of Witches, and that was written by Heinrich Institoris, who was a very aggressive inquisitor active in the Holy Roman Empire or Germany.
This is Dan Lipkin, head of the museum's Phillips Library that holds the world's largest collection of Salem witch trials materials. He says the Malleus is the original manual on how to hunt people colluding with the devil. It's estimated that more than 40,000 victims, mostly women, were executed for witchcraft across Europe over about three centuries.
And so we're establishing this context for the Salem witch trials to show where these ideas came from.
A lot of us know about the wave of hysteria that swept through Salem in 1692, killing 25 innocents, maybe from books and movies like The Crucible.
I saw Sarah with the devil! I saw Lydia with the devil! I saw Bridget Bishop with the devil!
But Lipkin says there are still plenty of misperceptions about what really happened. Now the museum is telling the stories of the people involved in the trials by displaying their actual possessions, paired with artworks and documents from over 300 years ago. Salem State University professor Emerson Baker helped the curatorial team get the history right.
This is really Salem's story. Whether Salem wants it to be or not, it is the witch city.
Baker wrote the book A Storm of Witchcraft and says the government failed to protect its falsely accused citizens in 1692. That injustice still casts a long shadow over Salem. He hopes this exhibition helps visitors understand the Puritans' chaotic circumstances and struggles. Lipkin says some of the challenges they faced might sound familiar today.
There was extreme weather in New England. There had been a smallpox epidemic. There was a war to the north with the indigenous populations and the French, and there were refugees coming down from the border territories in New Hampshire and Maine. So there's this influx of refugees.
The Puritans also battled starvation and squabbled over land. Baker says uncertainty and fear drove them to search for something or someone to blame.
Under those conditions, that's when people say, that's it. My husband is taken ill mysteriously. The cow has stopped producing milk. Lightning struck our barn and burned it down. And Bridget Bishop looked at me the wrong way last week, where she cursed me when I wouldn't give her milk because she was hungry.
Bridget Bishop was the first person to be hanged in Salem for witchcraft. Her death warrant is here in the gallery. Baker says for the Puritans, evil was omnipresent and witches were real.
They are here to destroy us and our society. They want to wipe out our families, our government, our church, everything we believe in. And how do we stop them when we don't even know who they are?
The historian makes a beeline to a small valuables cabinet that belonged to Bathsheba Pope, a notorious accuser. A petition is steps away under glass. The page is covered in inky sentences penned by Mary Eastie, one of Salem's accused. For Lipkin, the words Eastie wrote after being sentenced are the most moving in the universe of witch trials documents.
And I get goosebumps thinking about what she must have been going through. And we took one of the best quotes out of it and put it up here on the wall. So it says, "I petition to your honors not for my own life, for I know I must die, and my appointed time is set. But
if it be possible, no more innocent blood may be shed." That's powerful. And that Mary Eastie, she'd already lost her sister, Rebecca Nurse. She had another sister who was in prison, Sarah Close, who survived. Terrible loss just in that one family, right?
As visitor Vilma Cosme of Chicopee walks out of the exhibition, she says it reminds her of innocent people today who've been wrongfully killed.
Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, a lot of unfortunate things in the world. And what we're living through now is just kind of like history repeating itself.
That's why Dan Lipkin says the exhibition's final section highlights Salem's ongoing efforts to raise awareness about the legacy and tragic reality of the witch trials.
Because all of these things are present today, and they will continue to be until, as a society, we're able to put a stop to it and to speak up.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.